Rob Schneider, Disney got financially spanked by American families who don't want their children indoctrinated by woke lunacy. By Warner Todd Houston on November 28, 2023. Saturday Night Live alum Rob Schneider took aim at the Disney Corporation in a post on X on Monday, noting that Americans are tired of Disney's woke lunacy. Disney got financially spanked by American families who don't want their children indoctrinated by idiotic woke lunacy, the Waterboy actor wrote. Now they will return once again to being the great entertainment company for all Americans, he predicted. Thank you, America. Schneider's comments come on the tail of a filing Disney supplied to the SEC describing how its political agenda has caused serious financial hardship for the company and causing it to lose billions in profits. The entertainment giant took the unusual step PF admitting that there has been a misalignment between the company's diversity drive, its open support for radical gay and transgender policies, its climate change agenda, and its attacks on the state of Florida over education policies. And this far-left agenda has put them at odds with their own customers. We face risks relating to misalignment with public and consumer tastes and preferences for entertainment, travel and consumer products, which impact demand for our entertainment offerings and products and the profitability of any of our businesses, the company wrote in its filing. The company added that consumers' perceptions of our position on matters of public interest, including our efforts to achieve certain of our environmental and social goals, often differ widely and present risks to our reputation and brands. It is an open admission that the company's left-wing political content it has infused in every corner of its empire, from TV, to movies, radio, its theme parks, and merchandise, is being rejected by the American public and that rejection has cost the company billions. Disney has lost more than $750 million over its box office bombs in the last year alone, and that is on top of the hundreds of millions it had lost in the several years prior. And this is just its movie business losses. The company has also lost in streaming, cable, radio, travel, and most of its other properties and divisions, as well. As if to echo the growing distrust and dislike many Americans have developed for Disney, even Schneider's post on X received skeptical replies by those who still doubt that the billions in losses will in any way teach Disney a lesson. Sorry, Rob. They're not out of the woods yet. Still as woke can be. Captain K, at CPS Skipper, November 28, 2023. I mean, I'll believe when I see it, Rob. Disney is committed to the track they are on, and have said as much. James Lasher, at The James Lasher, November 27, 2023. Honestly, they'll never change until most of their board members are removed for not doing their job, which is oversight of Iger and the exec team. They're basically shills for Iger. A rubber stamp for anything he and Kathleen Kennedy want to do. Until then, it's a hard pass. Scott 47, at Scott 470. November 27, 2023. Until we hear that all the senior leadership responsible has been fired, we can just assume that they'll be a little more stealthy about indoctrination. John Gotti, at Jape Cotis, November 27, 2023. Schneider has increasingly come to his wit's end with the extreme leftism in Hollywood and has been a harsh critic of left-wing celebrities in particular and the entertainment industry in general. He also fled Los Angeles and with his family moved to what he has termed the Free State of Arizona. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.